Election coverage right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going into election night. The polls officially closing here in the state of Kansas as we have some hotly contested races. Of course, the presidential run between incumbent President Donald Trump and Mike Pence against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We also have that big open U.S. Senate seat here in the state of Kansas as well that's been sunk with record amounts of money coming into the state for this seat with Congressman Roger Marshall, the Republican from the western part of the state, congressional seat number one, against the state senator Democrat Barbara Bollier and the libertarian Jason Buckley in there as well. $25 million came in for Barbara Bollier in this seat, with $6.5 million coming in for Congressman Roger Marshall. Also, we have four House districts up for grabs tonight. Is the Western First District, as Roger Marshall stepped away from that one. We have Tracy Mann, the former lieutenant governor for the state, going against the Democrat Kaylee Barnett in District Number 1. District Number 2, we have Jake LaTurner, the state treasurer, up against Michelle Delilah, the mayor of the city of Topeka. In District Number 3, can the Republican Amanda Atkins take over Sharice Davids, the Democrat incumbent in that seat? And in District Number 4, we have the incumbent Congressman Roger Marshall up against the Democrat Laura Lombard. It's a big night, and we'll have it all covered right here as the polls begin to close now. We'll see some of the results coming in shortly right here on the Mid-America Ag Network election coverage.